to specifically my...
It relates to everything.
Okay, then that's fine. Yep.
So the screen added by condition then?
Yes. That's right.
Thank you. Any further
questions? No further questions.
Lou?
No further questions.
All right, now I'll... Simon Vaughan?
Firstly, I'd just like to address the issue that the number 65 raised about the privacy of looking into the glazed roof. We've actually submitted a drawing, DA 24, which addresses that. That was done in relation to their concern at the last panel meeting. We've now DA 24. So we've now successfully addressed their privacy concerns via a privacy screen that's set up high. So the viewing position from their bedroom can't see into the house. And we've also raised the parapet against the skylight, which is well set in from the boundary, which again provides it blocks the views, the view lines into that glazed roof and window. So we've sent that drawing into council. You can see the sight lines, how it takes care of that. We're just as concerned about we don't want them looking in like they don't want us looking at them. So that's, I think that's it works for both properties. So I believe that that takes care of that concern. Just in terms of the side setback that the owners of 65 are concerned about, to understand the impact on the streetscape, if you could please refer to DA 18, you'll see that the perspectives there are survey accurate, and the image at the bottom left-hand corner proves that the addition is not visible at all when standing directly in front of the site, and it's significantly below the sight lines of DCP clause C1.3C9. Like most additions, you will be able to see it down the side, but that's okay because the DCP allows this and there's no loss of public view. Importantly, DA 18. Right, okay. It was submitted. It's a series of perspectives. Oh, the perspectives are great because it shows what you see from the...
Yeah.
But they're great for you to look at because they're survey accurate and you'll see exactly what is going to be built. I don't...
Chair, they don't normally put perspectives for approval.
Okay. Okay, this is my sketch version, if you'd like to pass that around. So if you look at the top right-hand perspective, that proves that the addition is completely not visible. Now, the two other perspectives are looking down the side. Obviously, you're always going to see it, but as you can see, it's very subordinate to the cottage in accordance to the DCP. Yeah. And look, also, just in terms of the height, we're actually 3.7 metres lower than 65. We're 2.5 metres lower than 69. So in terms of the side setback... Yeah, so in terms of the side setback concerns, we believe the scale of this addition is much lower than both adjoining houses and therefore more than appropriate. Just in terms of the process, we've been going through the design process with council for 14 months. We've made significant changes to reduce the addition. This includes redesigning the rear terrace to keep it away from the side boundaries, reducing the height, removed rear building components to reduce the mass on 65 Ballast Point Road. We reduced the floor area by moving the south wall in to give more separation to the cottage and reduce the size facing 65 Ballast Point Road. We've changed the cladding material to be more subtle from the street and 65 Ballast Point Road. And we're providing specific privacy screens, as I was just talking about there, requested by 65. Thank you for your time. You've got... Thank you.
Sorry, Mr. Vaughan, I should just check in relation... Question. My apologies. I just want to be very clear. In relation to drawing DA 24, where you're doing the... I'll let you get that. That's dated the 28th, the 11th of 18.
Yes.
DA 24. It's in relation to the fixed louver privacy. You're saying clearly that there's no longer a need for the opaque glazing as a result of placing that louver privacy screen.
Yes.
In that position there.
Yes. Two things. One's the privacy screen.
Yes.
Plus I've designed the roof.
Yep. The curve. Yep.
With the stand up so you can't look into the skylight.
Yep. No, I just want to be very clear on that. Thank you.
Just to clarify again, it's relating to windows 3, 4 and 5. Is that window F3, window F?
Yes.
Just window F.
F on DA06.
So it's the window first floor. F3, F4 and F5?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry, F6, not
no,
5.
That's right. F3, F4, F6?
Correct.
I think it is.
Okay.
And F2, which is looking at the courtyard.
Is that it? Okay. F2's over here.
Sorry.
Because the one looking at the courtyard, there's actually... I've got some photos that show 69 Ballast Point Road. There are very little windows on number 69. So F2 is looking into our courtyard towards the street. And... there are actually very little windows there on 69, so we don't understand why council conditioned that. And from it's just nice, if we're providing a courtyard, we want to be able to look into it. Correct.
Thank you, Mr. Ball.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Rob Freeman. I'm the owner of the property.
There's no Carolyn Kerrigan.
Carolyn Kerrigan is here. She's our heritage expert. She is available for questions. But given the heritage issues were resolved with the latest referral, we don't think it's necessary. Thank you. So my name's Rob Freeman. My wife here is Katrina Freeman. We'd just like to say thanks a lot for your time today and the opportunity to talk about this project. So just two things. I'll just discuss some context and then secondly, just a couple of those conditions. Firstly, just on context, the current assessment of this project's been about 14 months. We've had several negotiation rounds with council. We've sacrificed height, floor space, a setback, a swimming pool, a pantry. So Katrina's actually a chef, so that's been a bit annoying. We've lost the living room, the terrace location, amongst other cutbacks. Whilst we obviously appeal to panel members today for approval of this highly compliant design, we do think that conditions 1A, 1C and 7 are a bit prohibitive. So they've been discussed. Look, overall, we think our consultants have worked well with council to achieve a quality proposal for the premises. We consider that separated rear addition is a quality resolution in its current architectural form, and we are seeking council support just to undertake the restoration of the property. As you saw today, it's heavily dilapidated at 150 years old, so we're very excited to move forward. In this same forum in November, on the recorded file, the panel did indicate they were generally happy with our proposal and that we could get our addition. All it needed was some minor tweaks. So as Simon discussed, we've included that privacy screen near the glass section for perceived privacy issues from the neighbour. And obviously we've completed that additional heritage referral. I mean, page 513 of the pack from council obviously says the development will not result in any significant impacts on the amenity of adjoining premises and the streetscape. This has been sort of all the way to the head of urban design. It's been to the development manager of the manager of development advisory services. So look, we think that council's, you know, internal highest power has obviously been supportive, and we're excited to move ahead. Thank you.
Lindsay's won't, but yours will. We'll do Lindsay first.
Okay.
If we ever get any staff. What do you do with the staff?
I don't know, they're coming. Got that behind me. I've got to plug and unplug the... Which one are you going to do first?
Lindsay.
Right.
Alice Point. You right to go?
Just about. Her screen's up and running again. Ballast point first.
Let me know when you're ready. Yeah. All good? The panel reconvenes at 5:15. And item number 10, in relation to the development 67 Ballast Point Road, Birchgrove, I'll ask Ms. Day to deal with the reasons and conclusions by the panel. Thank you, Ms. Day.
The panel visited the site this morning and we also visited the neighbouring property to the east. The application has been the subject of significant negotiation since its lodgement with council and neighbours, taking into account concerns in relation to privacy, overshadowing and heritage. The proposed development has subsequently been amended. The panel intends to grant deferred commencement consent to the development application for lower ground and first floor additions and alterations to the existing dwelling house and associated works, tree removal and removal of a shed at 67 Ballast Point Road, Birchgrove, subject to the conditions listed in Attachment A of the report, subject to the following amendments. That deferred commencement condition one have the following additions to it. Sub clause D, that the barbecue be moved away from the eastern boundary to the western side of the site. Sub clause E, that the eastern edge terrace is to be terminated at the return of the guest bedroom, which is a north-facing wall and window, with a 1.6 metre high privacy screen to protect the eastern neighbour's privacy. F, that there be reinstatement of the blades to windows WF3 and WF6, as per previously submitted plan DA06 issue 1, dated 27th of March 2018, and that condition 7 be amended so that WF3, WF4 and WF6 be clear windows, And I think that decision is unanimous. No? It's included. Yeah. And I think that decision is unanimous.
Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Taylor.
Can we put this on the screen?
She wants to read it.
I want to read the last
what
one.
What you took down.
Oh, okay.
Not the last one. This is...
Moonbee is the last one.
There it is.
Yeah, meaning number 11. This is an approval by this panel, ladies and gentlemen, because the panel acknowledges the community need for a facility of this kind and notes the long history of this health use on this site. We note that there has been recently a boarding house approval on the site, but believe that the plan of management can deal with any conflict between boarding house residents and the proposed health use via the conditions in the plan of management for the health use. The panel believes also that a revised plan of management is needed and should be provided as a deferred commencement condition dealing with certain matters, and this is to be sorted out prior to the commencement of any use. We are concerned about what we have learned from the residents about security, the control of patient movements, local community safety, restriction on the boarding house use by the patients and the community consultation processes. We believe that this plan of management is something that needs careful drafting and careful supervision and approval from the council. This plan of management should at least provide for the following consultation processes. I think it's a quarterly meeting needed with residents and an annual meeting with the more important bodies such as Chamber of Commerce, Police, etc., on an annual basis to discuss how the matter is going as part of a community, but that the quarterly meetings with the residents is a most important factor to deal with what appears to be something that might be otherwise out of control. The panel requires the provision of a security guard outside the premises during operating hours and a 24-hour hotline telephone number to be provided to local residents and displayed outside the facility. While the panel accepts issues has not yet provided parking as should be maintained according to various rules, this panel believes this use does not require any further special provision for parking for patients, and otherwise the panel accepts all the other conditions required by the council. This is not a unanimous decision of the panel. This is a decision of three members of the panel, and the fourth member will give her own decision here today.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Roach.
Thanks, Ms. Taylor. Whilst I recognise the additions that have been made by the panel, and I do think that they will assist members within the community itself, I'm mindful of what's been said, obviously, today, the various documentation, and in particular the written submissions that were provided by the community with regarding the application. I hold particularly strong concerns regarding, firstly, the changing demographics of the area, and that does include the parking, regardless that the clinic has been operating for numerous years. Next, I also think there is significant public interest in the matter, and that's obviously been identified by the panel as part of the conditions. But in particular, I am very mindful of the 117 submissions that were put in relation to the proposal. Further, that the clinic is part of a development of a boarding house, whilst they have not been assessed together and they are separate applications, I am not convinced that they're aligned and that the current situation whereby the clinic has been operating as a standalone facility for a number of years, and I'm not convinced that they are going to be, that there are going to be adequate arrangements in place to ensure that the patients of the clinic will be restricted from lodging in the boarding house. And as such, I hold a dissenting view on this application and I do not support the application.
The
Mr.
panel,
Chair.
Thank you. The panel's business is now complete. The agenda is finalised. And the outcome will be formally published on the council's website within the next 24 hours. The meeting is closed. Luke, usual assurance.
about destruction. Good, there's a hell of a lot of stuff that's around.
Yes.
They were two additional things that were provided by people.
They're all rubbish now.
Is that the Mission Impossible thing, isn't it?
She hasn't got... Lindsay,
yeah.
I promised the young lady that the copy would be given to her.
Yeah.
She didn't take you down.
What young lady? She didn't what?
You weren't taken down. Have you got that bit of paper you were reading?
I've already given it to her.
Oh, you're ahead of me. Sorry.
I've given it to her.
Oh, good. Okay. Reading the writing, okay. Luke, reading the writing of Lindsay's okay.
I'm happy to sit with tea and sort it out. Yeah. I can sit with you and sort it out.
Mary Lynn,
That's all right.
Who's drafting those conditions?
They've been drafted.
Yes, I know, by what you said. And you've given this summary is what will become the conditions, right? Okay. All right.
And they fit into the conditions that have already been put there's a zillion more, of course.
Righto. It's just the minutes need to say... Pew, pew, pew.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mary Lynn.
Was that quick enough?
It slowed down, but the quick part was really good.
And you know why it slowed down? Because you had number 11.
Yes.
Otherwise, we'd have finished the
long
ago. Were you expecting that?
I was expecting that number 11 to be long.
Yeah, and you were expecting to get the blame.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your help, Kat. Thank you. Good.